Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody once asked me, what's your beef with Wisconsin and the Packers? Hey, you got it all wrong. I have no beef with Wisconsin. No one fantasizes about curdled dairy products like a Lynn Bramer. My wife was born in Wisconsin. I have relatives in Wisconsin. I have no beef with Wisconsin. It's the Packers I can't stand. And not to shock you, but I'm not alone. If you're a Bears fan, you hate the Packers. If you're not a Bears fan, what exactly are you doing here? Shouldn't you be hiding out in the woods near Waupaca performing cheesy rituals? Even a cursory search of the internet reveals dozens of Packer hater websites based in different cities all over the country, asking questions like, how can you tell if a Packer fan is mad at you when they grit their tooth at you? What do you call a 250-pound Packer fan? Anorexic. These so-called jokes are all over the internet. Not making it up. It's out there for you. On Monday, January 17, 2010, the Green Bay Gazette banner headline proclaimed, On to Chicago. Except they spell Chicago with three C's. Chicago. Which looks more like the name of an exotic Brazilian chocolate than the third biggest city in the country. When your article is about the NFL's oldest rivalry, make sure you have the rival's name right. What's my beef with the Packers? For me, it goes back to 1921 when the Packers illegally played three Notre Dame players against the Bears. Yeah, 1921. The classless cheaters. What's my beef with the Packers besides their bad parody songs? How about that twisted headhunter, Forrest Gregg? How about Packer Mark Lee tossing Walter Payton over the bench after both of them were out of bounds? Remember, Lee did that to a guy whose nickname was Sweetness. Have you somehow forgotten Charles Martin slamming Jim McMahon to the turf after the play was over? McMahon winds up on the DL and his sore shoulder changes the course of Bears history. While Packers fans' expectations approach utter fantasy, that's right, I said utter, Chicago Bears fans have always taken a more realistic approach. I can hear the Packers backers now, but what about the great Brett Favre? Do you remember his emotional retirement from the Packers? Do you remember his awkward return and his trade to the New York Jets? Do you remember his emotional retirement after the 2008 season? Do you remember his awkward return to the Vikings? His attempted retirement after the 2009 season and his awkward return to the Vikings in 2010? From Packer to punchline, from Pro Bowl quarterback to amateur photographer. The Green Bay Packers from Titletown, USA. The last small town team, the football home of Curly Lambeau and Don Hudson, Bart Starr, Jim Taylor and the Sweep, Nitschke and Vince Lombardi. At least Packer fans realize that playoff football in January is meant to be played under God's gray skies, where steam punctuates every breath like livestock in a snowy pasture. No domes, no artificial turf. Carpets are for playing with Legos, not for football. What's my beef with the Packers? I think what really bugs me is this. They just might win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.